Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. A new report from Reuters today says that Apple has dropped its plans to release an end-to-end encrypted version of iCloud backups after receiving complaints from the FBI. The report explains that Apple was working on the feature more than 2 years ago, but it was canceled by Apple's legal team after the FBI raised concerns over how such a feature would hinder their investigations. End-to-end encryption works by making an encryption key based on factors that are not stored on the server. This may mean entangling the key with a user password or some cryptographic key stored on the hardware of the local iPhone or iPad. So even if someone hacked into the server and got access to the data would look like random noise without that entangled key to decode it. Notably, this would mean that Apple also wouldn't hold the key to access that encrypted data. Apple currently stores iCloud backups in a non-end-to-end encrypted manner. This means the decryption key is stored on Apple's server, so if a police entity comes to Apple with a subpoena, then the company has to give over all of the iCloud data, including that decryption key. This has other ramifications as well. So while iMessage is end-to-end encrypted as a service, the conversations that are stored in an iCloud backup are not. So when Apple gives the decryption key to something like the FBI, there is quite a bit of data stored in those iCloud backups. In the case of the widely publicized Pensacola shooter, Apple has said that it handed over gigabytes of iCloud information. This is in the form of those iCloud backups. This is also Apple's go-to response when criticized for not decrypting actual iPhone hardware involved in FBI investigations. Today's report from Reuters goes on to say that it's also possible other factors led to the decision to drop this initiative, such as the fear that customers would accidentally enable end-to-end backups without realizing the consequences, then forget their password and lose all access to important personal information such as their photo library. Today's report follows previous information from both the New York Times and the Financial Times in 2016, which said that Apple was developing more comprehensive end-to-end encryption features for iCloud. But since those reports, no major changes have rolled out to how iCloud works, and today's report seemingly means that those features are no longer on the roadmap either. In other news, as we inch closer to the September release of the iPhone 12, we continue to learn more about what to expect. A new supply chain report today sheds new details on the sizing of the 2020 iPhone lineup, but it also downplays what other reports have said we can expect in terms of design. Today's report says that it's possible the iPhone 12 lineup could have the same housing design as the iPhone 11, with the only differentiator being the camera technology. This contradicts previous reporting from Ming-Chi Kuo, who has said the iPhone 12 will feature a boxier design similar to the iPhone 4 as part of a significant chassis redesign. One possibility, however, is that this supply chain report is referring to the front side of the iPhone 12. This would mean that we shouldn't expect the notch to get any smaller with this year's iPhone update, but that changes to the chassis could still happen alongside that new camera technology. In terms of thickness, the report says that the 6.7-inch iPhone 12 will be 7.4 millimeters. That's notably thinner than the 8.1-millimeter design of the current iPhone 11 Pro Max. So that means we could be looking at both a larger screen, but also a smaller body. The report also notes that the 6.7-inch iPhone 12 will feature a camera system with a bigger sensor than the current rear camera of the 11 Pro Max. As for the rest of the iPhone 12 lineup, the 5.4-inch model will reportedly have a height that is midway between the iPhone SE and the iPhone 8, while the 6.1-inch version will be midway between the iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro Max. And that 6.7-inch model will supposedly be taller than the iPhone 11 Pro Max. So while this report offers new details on sizing, what it doesn't do is say how those size differences will affect the rest of the iPhone hardware. For instance, hopefully that 6.7-inch iPhone 12 being 10% thinner doesn't mean there will be a corresponding drop in battery size. But slowly but surely, we're starting to piece together all of the different details on the iPhone 12 lineup, and we should expect even more news as that September release date approaches. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include Jeff Benjamin's full review of the new Samsung T7 Touch SSD, which packs a fingerprint sensor for added security. We've also got a look at a neat new iPhone app that claims to turn your iPhone into a dual-camera smart dash cam for your car. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.